70 years ago, Army Corporal Francis J. Roshan was reported missing in action while fighting in the Korean War. His remains were finally identified last month. Over the weekend, he was buried near his boyhood home in Foxborough, Wisconsin.
It's so hard to explain how we feel right now. We're happy, but sad at the same time. He was a brother that we really never got to know.
Marion Klein is Roshan's sister. She was just a few months old when her brother was killed.
Our younger sister wasn't born yet. So she said that she always felt a little bit jealous that maybe he got to play with us before he left, you know?
Corporal Roshan's battalion was overrun during heavy fighting. Remains from many soldiers were collected and over the years transported from smaller cemeteries in South Korea to the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific, also known as the Punch Bowl.
20 years ago, after there was an article in the newspaper that my husband had read asking if you had relatives that were MIA in Korea and you had not heard anything yet, to please contact this casualty office. So I did. And I discovered that there was no DNA on file because 70 years ago, they didn't do DNA. And so I got cousins together and got DNA sent in. And he had been in the Punch Bowl in Hawaii for approximately 30 years.
Marion Klein and her family stood on the airport tarmac when her brother finally came home.
I don't know how to express it, that we're just so grateful and so blessed, and we're praying that other families don't give up.
Corporal Francis J. Roshan was laid to rest over the weekend. Wisconsin's governor ordered flags across the state to fly at half staff.